The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, Jonathan, I left you in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure it's in capable hands because you're there, but I couldn't hang out much longer than that. But we had a great, great trip last week, thanks to you.
Well, it was a great experience, and it was a wonderful opportunity to fight for something you and I believe in very strongly, which is freedom of speech. And we'll just have to wait and see what the terrible, terrible bureau, the TTB, the Treasury Tax and Trade Bureau, has to say about our petition asking the TTB to allow some truthful health information to appear on the label of spirits. We'll just have to see. I strongly suspect that they'll delay, and then finally they'll issue some censorship decree, and then we'll be in court over it.
Yeah, just to reiterate what we talked about last week, and go back and listen to the archive, whether it be on GCN or SoundCloud or iTunes, wherever you pick it up, because it was a fascinating story of any that I've come up against in talking freedom of speech, because we deal in dietary supplements mostly. And in this case, it was about alcohol. It was about vodka, specifically. And a guy who we met last week, brilliant young man in a pharmaceutical industry in India. His father is a big conglomerate. And then he comes to America and says, I found these three ingredients that are GRAS, generally recognized as safe, acknowledged to be so, added in a specific way to vodka, and a reduction of liver damage and DNA damage by a factor of 93%. And it was approved a number of times by the TTB until after it was already approved, he said, okay, this is what we want to do because this is what we proved. We want to tell everybody we have a healthier form of alcohol. Then suddenly they withdrew the approval. Do I have the shortest version of that correct?
You've got that right. And this is a remarkable situation. They had numerous studies done on these three ingredients, first starting with animals. And they kept perfecting it. It took them 10 years to come up with this. And they perfected this admixture, which is infused into alcohol through a proprietary process. And anyway, they maximized the benefit of these three ingredients, which individually, as the peer-reviewed literature shows, have these liver protective effects. So they mixed them in a perfect proportion, created this proprietary blend and method of inserting it into the alcohol, and then established both through animal studies and human clinical studies first that something that was unknown before this, mm-hmm. They established that alcohol actually harms DNA. Within 2 hours of ingestion, alcohol has a very adverse effect upon DNA in the body. And they secondarily established that this admixture has a significant reduction in that adverse effect. And then they also established that it had liver protective effects, reducing the oxidative stress induced by alcohol on the liver and modulating various liver enzymes. So the net effect of this is a healthier alcohol, one that has far less adverse effect upon the liver and adverse effect upon human DNA. Yet our federal government stands in the way of the truthful information about it being communicated to the public.
Yes.
And so we're petitioning for the right to communicate that information, which should have been our right without having to ask the government.
Exactly.
Your famous words. But But you know, we're forced to go through this process, and they will undoubtedly deny us the right to communicate, and then we'll be in federal court arguing that truthful commercial speech ought not be suppressed, particularly in this instance where it could literally save lives. I mean, it could save lives, and it could also change fundamentally the public harm that comes from alcohol.
Cheryl Chumley is with us now from WND, and she wrote a book, The Devil in D.C. This is evidence that the devil is in D.C. You've got a form of alcohol, and neither Jonathan and I are drink, but we support the right of those people that do to know that there's a form of alcohol that could do much less damage to them. We could be saving millions of lives here, Cheryl.
Yeah, and I don't know much about the specifics of the case. I was just listening with interest to Jonathan explain it. But, you know, just as a layman's point of view, the freedom issue alone ought to get Americans upset and outraged. And anytime the government gets involved, it seems a standard rule. They come in with the big bureaucratic stamp and they mess things up. And, you know, it's the individual choice that's out in the cold.
Incredible as it is, but that's it. Now we're dealing with, of course, political season in the voting time. The Democrats, Republicans are trying to select who's going to represent them. And there seems to be a lot of backroom dealings, super delegates, non-delegates, people that don't vote get delegates. It's kind of almost too much to consider, except that maybe the people are figuring out that these two parties have way too much power in selecting who you get to vote for.
Yeah.
You know, that's one good thing that this whole fiasco has brought to the surface. What goes on, the backroom dealings in the Republican and Democratic parties that most people aren't aware of. You know, people who think their vote actually matters are now finding out with shock that, in fact, it usually doesn't. And one quick interesting development is that Larry Klayman, who is the founder of Judicial Watch and also Freedom Watch, has actually filed a lawsuit in his state of Florida trying to ensure that the delegates vote in line with the American people's will. So we'll have to watch and see how that progresses.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
That's interesting. This is what we talked about in the last program, when we were in the bowels of the United States Capitol, and that is that we have a representative democracy, and the Constitution is predicated upon that representation. That is, that there's an accurate representation in the context of voting for a president of the United States. And when these are private organizations, I realize the Republican and Democratic parties, but the states work in tandem with them in the conduct of elections. And so it's imbued with state action. So the point is, there is a basis, in other words, legal basis, to go after them in the event that there's a significant deviation between the popular vote and the actions of the representatives. I think it would be an absolute travesty if at the Republican National Convention, the popular will of the people is not reflected in the votes of the delegates, such that a person who had a substantially lower number of delegates would end up with the nomination. And I believe that sober minds are ultimately going to prevail here, and this is not going to happen. Because, look, this is futile. This is worse than futile. If a Cruz or a Kasich get the nomination, despite the fact that there's no mathematical way that they could possibly secure enough delegates to win the nomination by a majority, then there's going to be a bolt of the Trump supporters, and they're either not going to vote, or they're going to vote for Trump running as an independent, and it'll splinter the vote regardless of how it happens, and it'll maximize the chance of a Democratic victory. So if Republicans really believe that their party ought to be putting a president into the White House, then they're going to have to rally around the person who has the majority support. Otherwise, they're going to fracture this party, and they're going to ruin its reputation. A lot of people like me who've been Republicans for many years in voting, our voting patterns, I've also voted for Libertarians.
Yes.
But I've often voted for Republicans. There's no way I'm going to continue to be a Republican in the sense that I will not identify myself as a supporter of the Republican Party in any way. I will support individual candidates, but not support that party if it does not reflect the will of the majority of the voters.
And Jonathan, it's an interesting parallel in the Democrat Party with supporters of Bernie Sanders. You've got like Susan Sarandon. You know, we know that they're hard left liberals, but they're supporting Bernie, and you know they're being pushed. Well, what if it's not Bernie? Aren't you going to support Hillary because she's your Democratic standard bearer?
Well,
and
it's even worse. Yeah. It's even worse in the Democratic Party. This whole creation of the superdelegates is nothing more than an effort to overthrow, thwart the majority will. This whole thing with the Republicans, too. I mean, the leadership, the Republican Party leaders in Congress and among certain of the more powerful delegates are conspiring to thwart the will of the majority. They're conspiring, and what's even more outrageous, this is the first election in American history where candidates have campaigned for an overthrow at the convention of the majority will of the voters. Cruz is basing his campaign presently, the only reason why he's in, is his idea that somehow he's going to be able to thwart the will of the majority by doing back deals presently with delegates, And by fomenting a revolution at the convention that thwarts the will of the majority. That is, for someone who calls himself a constitutional conservative, that's a pretty outrageous position in my view.
I'm not following that. Cheryl, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Cruz, what he's doing is a little bit of an outrage. You know, a lot of people who thought Cruz was a candidate who was outside the system, what he's doing now is showing anything but. I mean, that's just a strategy that an internal party person would do. And I'm not so sure that Trump will get the exact number of delegates, the 1,237 that he needs, but if he comes with even 100 of those, which a lot of analysts say he likely will, that clearly shows the will of the American people. And if there's this big uprising where they have a first vote and Trump isn't nominated, so they have a second vote and it leaves all these delegates, everybody's scrambling for the unbound delegates, the American voter is just going to be left completely out in the cold. And I think there's going to be a huge outrage if the one who goes into the convention in the summer with the highest number of delegates is not the one that comes out with the nomination.
Can you imagine, you know, Ron Paul got roughly 10% of the Republican vote last go around. Can you imagine Ron Paul doing what Cruz is doing now, or Rand Paul if he were in the race doing? They absolutely would not, on grounds of principle, they would not thwart representative democracy in that way, because they understand the Constitution to be a representative democracy. It's very troubling, and I think voters should take that into account before they dare vote for Cruz.
Yeah, it's really an ironic situation, claiming to be a constitutional guy. You're right, and he's playing the ultimate insider's game, manipulating the system to every stretch that he can. All right, we've got lots more political healing to go. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan E. Morton and Cheryl Chumley. After this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, moving from domestic discussion here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emore. Cheryl Chumley from WND, author, of course, The Devil in D.C. Hope you picked that up. The international stage playing large also, not only in election year, but also while Obama is still in the White House. Jonathan, you wanted to hear from Cheryl on this, but set the stage.
Well, we have these threatening flybys in attack formation against an American military vessel in the Baltic, and similar aggressive moves of too close flybys near American military aircraft that were in flight. And those events are part and parcel of a broader picture of Putin aggression towards the United States. Obviously, on the 4th of July, when they flew over their bombers into American airspace and gave us a little message on our Independence Day, that also was a very clear provocation. And, of course, there's no response from Obama. I have my opinion about the implications of this, but I wanted to hear from Cheryl what her opinion was. What is Putin up to, Cheryl?
Well, John Kerry, Obama, you're right, didn't really directly respond. John Kerry came out and said that the United States would have been justified in shooting down Russia's aircraft, but of course we're not going to do anything. It's really no secret that Putin for some time has been eyeing the expansion of NATO as a threat. And, you know, just this year he announced that his military was going to be adding 4 new divisions, subtly aimed at staving off what he perceives as the threat of the expanding NATO countries. And so this may have been a way of just kind of feeling the breeze, testing the waters on what America's response might be to more aggression. Last time Russia got aggressive. The United States did nothing. They threatened. They tried to persuade, and that was about it. So Putin has a few months left of Obama's administration. He could perhaps be looking at getting his expanded military into more aggressive stances to let NATO know that Russia would like nothing more to weaken this international power, and with ultimate designs, I think, to reassemble what Russia used to have, you know, years ago before the Soviet broke up.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think that this is an effort to test whether there's enough American resolve and NATO resolve to act against Russia if it were to take another aggressive intervention like in the Ukraine against a country like Lithuania or another Eastern Bloc country. I think that Cheryl's right again also on the intention of Putin that he wants to reassemble the Soviet bloc, the old Soviet bloc, under the auspices of Russian hegemony in the region, where Russia would have its control over Eastern European states and would reassemble a formation against the West. So I think the invitation is created by virtue of the fact that Obama is unwilling to do anything, apparently, to protect our interests or those of our allies. Our allies in Eastern Europe do not believe Putin, or do not believe Obama will do anything to defend their countries if Putin were to invade. And the entire NATO alliance really is substantially weakened by virtue of the fact that the president is unwilling to take any action or to defend American interests. So we'll see what comes, but I suspect something's going to happen between now and the end of the Obama presidency, because it's the opportune moment for Russia to act. Obama is a known quantity for them. And all of their tests of whether he has the resolve to respond have resulted in no response.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is typical. Real quick, we have about a minute left, and we'll talk about this with Norm Singleton, but I want to quickly, Cheryl, your opinion of putting Tubman on the $20 bill.
Yeah, not a big fan of that. You know, I think Andrew Jackson, historically speaking, has accomplished more for the nation than Harriet Tubman. I actually agreed with some of the analysis that came out today suggesting the creation of a $25 bill where Harriet Tubman might be featured is the better route, and I agree with something like that.
All right, it's an add-on scenario. All right, I'll let everybody know what I think about that next segment as well with Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. Cheryl Chumley, always an honor to have you on board with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Jonathan Eborn continues Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you can check out where we're going and where we've been and how to listen even after the fact. We'll be right back with more Powerful Healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Last week at this time, we were broadcasting from the basement of the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol building. I know how these two guys got in. I wasn't sure how they let me in, but Jonathan Ebord here, of course, as always, Sacred Fire of Liberty, joined now from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. Norm, it was great to see you last week up in D.C.
It was great to see you, my friend. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip to
the Devil's Den.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a word because mortar is overused. But
the devil's donut. That's what it was.
Your stay and we're there for the
America's cavity.
The Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, that was wild to be there while they were celebrating another junk food and more diabetes. And again, of course, then they're going to ask for $1 billion for research into it when it's being sourced right there in the Capitol.
Right, yeah. Right. And of course, the other problem is I don't know if we want congressmen, senators, and their staffers to have all that caffeine.
Yeah, we don't need them up. I'd rather have them snoozing through all of this. Listen, I want to open with this one, and we had Cheryl Chumley comment on the $20 bill in the Harriet Tubman scenario. My perspective, and you guys can comment and add your own into this, was that even if I were offered, and I'm not saying anybody would, but if they said, I want to put you on the $20 bill, I'm like, no. And here's the reason why. I don't want to be on a Federal Reserve note of any denomination because it's indicative of slavery to international bankers, including those at the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. I don't want to be part of that indebtedness. A silver certificate? Okay. But not a Federal Reserve note. So Harriet Tubman, why would she want to be on it?
Right. Well, of course, Andrew Jackson, I've seen a lot of people arguing about this on social media, pointing out that, his record, his treatment of the Native Americans maybe does merit him being removed from the currency. But I think more importantly, he vetoed the second Central Bank of America. And so why it's kind of an insult to have him
exactly
on there, whereas Hamilton,
right,
not my favorite founding father for, among other things, he did support central banking, but it's appropriate to put him on there.
Put him on all of the bills, exactly.
The case could be made, someone who fought against for freedom, she doesn't deserve, it's
belittling of her.
To honor her legacy, but it's sort of maybe an inappropriate way to do so.
Well, too few people understand the Federal Reserve note versus the dollar as defined in the Coinage Act of 1792. And because of that, people want to praise somebody by putting them on a Federal Reserve note. I don't find that praiseworthy. I find it demeaning.
Right. Right. Well, you can put somebody like, FDR, Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Hillary Clinton. These are politicians who belong on Federal Reserve notes, but not people who actually fought for human liberty.
Nicely said. Jonathan, you get our drift on this, I know.
I do. I think really it's very crass because I think that nutjobs in the Treasury Department decided that because Andrew Jackson was a slaveholder that they wanted to boot him off, and what better way to rebut the slaveholding history of the man than to put the woman who was responsible for the Underground Railroad and liberating slaves on there instead. But I think that the whole idea of doing that is designed to agitate, to irritate, and to encourage this kind of contrast, which is in line with PC views. I think Harriet Tubman was a great person. I think liberating people from slavery, it's one of the most noble things that anyone can do. I think Andrew Jackson was wrong to be a slaveholder, but I also think that Andrew Jackson was a very courageous person who fought for America and in the War of 1812 and was a great military leader in preventing us from being taken aback by a party, the British, that would have intended on enslaving us in a new way. So, in an old way, too, the way they had done before the revolution. So I think it's appropriate that you not mess with Andrew Jackson being on the $20 bill, and that if you really want to put Harriet Tubman on a bill, and I have no objection to that, that you put her on a $25 bill. Everybody wants a $25 bill. Put her on there. In the end, the bigger picture is exactly as you guys have stated it. I mean, we have a horrible national debt. We have a currency that is truly buoyed by the actions of the Federal Reserve in manipulating the currency, and so we have a false market. I mean, we have a distorted market that is propped up in many respects for the benefit of certain parties that have political power and influence, and to the detriment of others. And, you know, it's a tragedy. But if you want, just looking at it from the simplistic standpoint of I have a $20 bill in my pocket, well, you know, I don't think it's appropriate to kick Andrew Jackson off there. Mm-hmm. And I certainly don't have any qualms about having Harriet Tubman on a $25 bill. I think it would be great.
Right.
But well, I just don't think you know, it seems to me to be a crass political move to try to raise this this conflict, you know, PC conflict.
No,
the
Norm,
other thing is, it's also interesting, especially when I see millennial conservative libertarians and liberals arguing or praising this decision because they're probably never, and a lot of us today are rarely, if ever, going to actually see these bills because cash is going out of style. And the government is encouraging that, maybe for less than pure reasons, because they want to make it easier to maybe do a Greek-style seizure of our financial assets in the result of another banking panic. But
sure.
It's an odd tribute because it means much less than it used to, because how many people in the audience today used cash as opposed to a debit or credit card for your transaction?
Right. Well, and of course, any free exchange of something of value or perceived value outside of the auspices of tracking by government agencies is considered a criminal activity. Even if it isn't, it's perceived to be. You have a suspicion here in the United States every time you go into a bank, know your customer. They look at you as a criminal for dealing in cash in any way,
right,
shape, or form. Ron Paul wrote a piece over at Campaign for Liberty blog about the Fed chairman Yellen meeting with Obama and Biden recently and behind closed doors. Do you have any inkling as to what they were discussing?
Well, the official story was, I think they actually used the phrase, compare notes over the economy and the progress of banking reform. But given that this came after the Bank of Atlanta released a study showing that the GDP growth was dangerously close to recession in the first quarter of 2016, and also that there were several other emergency and secretive meetings of the Federal Reserve Board that week, it suggests that this might be something more than just a simple chat. And this is another sign that we are heading into a potentially another market crash. The Fed is aware of it, and they don't know what to do about it. The other day, Donald Trump was criticizing the Fed for not raising interest rates, but in the past, he has said that the reason they can is because it's a problem, and it's a problem for the government because interest rates increase the government's borrowing costs, and that adds a lot to their already strained budget.
Yeah, once again, irresponsibility in a centralized bureaucracy with an unlimited checkbook, because the currency is not tied to anything, in reality, a scarce metal, something that's limited. They can print it up, as
right,
we know, and then put that back on the people, whether they know it or not. Again, that's why I say it's not an honor to be honored on a Federal Reserve note.
Right, right.
So one of the solutions being fostered about, especially by the political left, is to raise the minimum wage. Right, it's not enough that they, you know, people can't have what they call a living wage, and there's a classic that you published over at the Campaign for Liberty by Ron Paul, and he says raising the minimum wage hurts the poor, and that's something I don't think people understand how that's possible. What, you're giving them more money? How could that be hurtful, Norm?
Well, people forget that that raising the minimum wage means that employers have two options or a combination of the two, which is lay off employees, assuming that their wage isn't raised in response to increased demand for whatever they're selling, and it's just being raised by government command. Lay off employees, or go out of business entirely, or raise prices. And all three of those certainly hurt the consumer. And the people who are hurt most are, if they raise prices, it's obviously the lower income consumer who's hurt most by price
right.
increases. And if they lay off people, who are they going to lay off? They're likely to lay off the people with less experience, the people at the bottom of the ladder, and that is the lower, that is the lower income people. It's also the young people who desperately, who most of them at the point of their life where they are working, they need experience so much more than they need a $15 an hour job.
But Jonathan, Jonathan, they mean well, right? We're going to give them more money. It's like that's the thing. They can't hear what Norm just said, which makes sense, but it's too much. No, we just got to give them more money, which they will eventually as they end up on the welfare rolls.
Yeah, they're in Wonderland. They aren't in the real world. In the real world, a employer has a certain amount of money available for the employees of his company. And the market determines the relative value of the services being provided. And in order to be competitive in that market, you want to acquire labor for as cheap as you can, yes. But also, if you change the dynamic where government has a fixed price that you must pay, it necessarily means more unemployment and or greater costs for the very same goods that were otherwise available for less. And that's the real juggernaut. It hurts people in the end, and it hurts the poor the most.
But we'll talk more.
It's duplicity.
Yeah, about this economic healing to help you understand it out there. Listening now on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, liberty and all of its trappings. And in fact, I should say freeings. I understand the concept of trappings, but I don't like the sound of it. It's freeings, right? It's liberty. It's freedom. Not the trap. The trap is when it's phony liberty. The trap is when it's corporatism. We were just been talking about economics with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty and Jonathan E. Moore, you know, the elevation of wages. Let's artificially inflate them. And what happens? The people either have to, you know, cut staff in order to keep going, fire some folks, or raise the price. And, of course, it hurts the poor the most when you do that. What is the way to establish, economic a boon? You know, a real, not a bubble, but a genuine growth. And I think, can it be done without corporate welfare, much less the individual welfare that kind of sustains a poor economy artificially? What do you guys think, Jonathan?
Well, the old-fashioned way. I mean, we've watched how our society has gone from an agrarian society to a industrial society to a society that is computer-based, with the standard of living rising until most recently, where the state has taken such an enormous role in the economy and has done things like set wages that has actually destroyed the upward mobility facet of the economy. What we need is a open, wide, and extensive, robust marketplace that's unfettered, that gives people it's an opportunity society where people are allowed to get into the marketplace and based on their merit rise. And that's a free market that's unfettered. That's something that existed in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
That's something we haven't seen since before the 1930s, before the Depression.
Right.
We need to revitalize that free market and have it unfettered and allow it to grow in robust terms without regulatory constraints. That's the way to create upward mobility and opportunity. That's the only way to do it. Government can't create. Government is always sucking the life's blood out of things and redistributing things. But government has never been able to compete in a marketplace or create economic opportunity. That's a function of the private sector.
Yeah, Norm Singleton, if any organization understands the difference between a free market and crony capitalism, it's the Campaign for Liberty. And, of course, Ron Paul's been talking about this for, you know, now a generation, it seems, and you guys are continuing the battle.
Right, and especially and how the Fed is the biggest crony, one of the first and the biggest crony capitalist of all, because everything it does, its whole the money creation, the first thing, the first people to benefit are the plugged in, the big banks and the big corporations and the politicians. And Jonathan is exactly right. What we need is in the to deal with income inequality and the lack of upward mobility is not $15 minimum wages and the fantasy of government paid tuition for everybody. But what we really need is an end to regulations, taxes that strangle opportunity for people.
Right.
And if you want to see an interesting opportunity Congress has to do something in this, look at the ongoing debate on Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's a whole other realm of economic discussion. You know, another bailout perhaps or what have you. Of course, of all the remaining candidates, I think we talked about this before. Only Hillary is against the audit of the Fed, for instance.
Yeah, I want to apologize to your audience if you hear a crying baby. That's my godson. He just found out the results of the New York primary.
Goodness. No worries, Norm. It's a good thing you're a good goddaddy, as they say. But, Jonathan, real quick to wrap up, we got less than a minute here, relates to the issue of Hillary Clinton and the impending indictment. You still feel like it's going to happen?
Yes. I think everything is moving in that direction. I think she's absolutely presenting a false front. I believe that she may be the Democratic nominee, but I think between the time she's nominated and the general election, she's likely to be indicted.
Has there ever been an indicted candidate that's been selected by either party during the election year?
Well, there's never been one that has been indicted on high crimes and misdemeanors, and that's what these are under the Constitution. That's what Espionage Act violations are and public corruption charges are.
There are cases, of course, in the past. I'm thinking of D.C.'s former mayor, Marion Barry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, we got to go, guys. Norm, thank you. Yes, thank you, guys. And thank you to Cheryl Chumley. Thank you to Jonathan Emore. Next hour, we'll talk about the passing of Prince as well as the Vaxxed movie, the interview on Fox and Friends this morning. Stunning new information coming out. We've got it here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.